Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
To wish everybody a happy Easter, a happy Resurrection Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I tell everyone that we have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot to be grateful for, and we just give God the praise because truly He's worthy to be praised. We should praise God from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, because His name is worthy to be praised. And so we pray that everyone had an awesome week, and we want to start off with a word of prayer this morning. And I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes if she would lead us in a word of prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Sykes.
Good morning, everyone. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we come on this Resurrection Sunday, thanking You for another day. Thank You for being the creator and the sustainer of life. Father, we love You, we adore You, and we thank You for this opportunity, Father God, this morning. Thank You for allowing us, Father God, to wake up in our right minds this morning. Thank You, God, for being our healer. Thank You for being our provider. Thank You, God, for being our protection. Thank You, God, for our families. Thank You for those that are connected to our families, Lord. Lord, we just thank You for Your goodness, Father God, this morning. Oh, that men would praise the Lord and thank Him for His goodness. Father, we lift up mankind to You everywhere this morning, Father. We pray, Father God, this morning for our country, for our leaders and our pastors, Father God, all of our churches, Father God. And, Father God, we pray, Father God, for our youth today, Father God, and all of those that are serving on the front line, Father God, in this COVID-19 crisis this morning. Father God, we just pray for all our senior citizens this morning, Father God, all of our bereaved families. Father God, we just pray this morning, Father God, that You would touch, heal, and deliver in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And, Father God, we pray, Father God, for those who are in the various hospitals and in the nursing facilities this morning, Father. Lord, continue to give our Pastor Kayshawn and First Lady the strength, Father God, to go on, Father God, and to hold on to Your unchanging hand, Father God. We're leaning and we're depending on You, Father. We can't do anything without You, Father God, because through You, Father God, all things are possible if we only believe, Father God. And, Father God, the joy of the Lord is our strength this morning, Father God, and always, Father God. Worthy is the Lamb of God that was slain, Father God, to receive glory, honor, and praise this morning, Father God. Oh, we magnify your name this morning, and we glorify your name this morning, Father. Despite of what's going on, Father God, we still love you, Father God. We're still praising you, Father God, and we're still going to give you glory, honor, and praise because you're worthy, Father God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, God, we just thank you. What a mighty God we serve today. Oh, God, what an awesome God we serve today. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah to the King of Kings, and hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Oh, God, this is your humble servant, Father God. And, Father God, I just ask, Father God, that you would give ear to these petitions that have went up to you this morning, Father God. And we bless your name, and we praise your name. And we thank you, Father God, for another day, another Resurrection Sunday, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your son, Jesus, Father God, how he gave his life, Father God, for the ransom of all of us, Father God, that we might have a right to the tree of life this morning, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that he died, he was buried, but he rose on the third day, and he got up with all power in his hand, Father God.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Father God, this morning for your power, for your grace, and for your mercy. And we love you today, and we ask all of these things in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. We thank Reverend Sykes for that powerful prayer. We just want to hear from everybody this morning. We miss you all. We love you all. We thank God for everyone that just continues to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And we're going to sing that a little bit later, but we want to hear from our loved ones, our family and friends on the line. It does us good to be able to fellowship one with another, and just to be able to know that God gave us a mouth to speak and ears to hear, and that we can speak and we can hear each other and know that we're in this thing together, and we just have to continue to fellowship and to get together, whatever means God allows us to do, and that's what we're going to do until the Lord says enough done. So we're going to go to our first worshiper this morning. And last four digits, the phone number is 4847. 4847. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Resurrection to everyone this morning. This is Mom Gwen. I pray for each and every one. I'm thrilled that I'm able to hear my pastor online this morning. I pray that all of this will soon be as God directs. And I ask that you all continue to lift your hands and praise God for all that he does for us. Enjoy your day. God bless you.
Man, thank you for your testimony this morning. We'll go to the next worshiper. Last four digits, 8803. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Meredith Humphreys on the line. I'm blessed to be here this morning. I'm praying for mankind, for the joy this season, and to keep the frightness of this disease away, that God will prevail, and that we won't be afraid of things that we don't understand. Just continue to depend on him.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 0940. 0940.
Yes, good morning. My name is Alcinda Wells, and I'm the sister of Phyllis Lindsay, and I would like to say to God be the glory. I'm so happy to be here this Sunday morning. I was just wondering what I was going to do, and she called me and told me to call and listen in to the service. So I thank God for that, because I was just going to listen to some gospel music. But to God be the glory. I'm so glad to be here. And I'm asking you all to just keep uplifting everyone's name in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Next worshiper, last four digits, 7971. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. This is Trustee Randolph, and I'm here with my two sisters, Aunt Becky and Aunt Jewel. And I'm so glad that we're able to celebrate gather in our own homes, the resurrection of God today is a blessing to be among the living. We thank God for everyone that's on the line and pray that everyone have a blessed day and enjoy the celebration of God. Becky.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Aunt Becky. I would just like to thank the Lord for my sisters and for my health and strength this morning, and also bless my family in Atlanta, Jamie, and I ask the Lord keep them in keep them strong and in peace during this time of crisis. Also, I'd just like to thank the Lord for the opportunity to serve this morning with my church family on this Easter morning.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Aunt Jewel. I just want to thank God for today. And it takes me back a little bit. I was baptized on Easter Sunday morning at a 6:30 sunrise service. I was 12 years old, so that's 70 years ago. And I just thank God for 82 years of blessing me with good health, with a good life. And I want to bless you all for extending out to all of the worshipers to have service on Sundays, and especially on an Easter Sunday morning. I want to wish all of you a blessed day. I want to thank God for my sister Vi. She is really a trooper. She is an angel. She does for us. She looks after us. Fortunately, I don't have no issues health-wise.
Amen.
But she is still there for me in spite of. She has the biggest heart, a good heart. And I thank God for her. And I pray that you all have a blessed Easter Sunday. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Aunt Jewel, Aunt Becky, and Aunt Vi. Praise God for you. We're going to go to the next worshiper. We're going to hear from our First Lady. Good morning, First Lady. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I just thank the Lord for allowing us to come together one more time and to lift his name up on high. And I pray for all our church members. I pray for our extended families. I pray for people who are touched by just by our giving, words of encouragement and love that we have one for another. I love everyone. Have a blessed Resurrection Sunday, and I look forward to seeing everybody's face as soon as the Lord says so. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, sir. Oh, it's a pleasure. I haven't got too much sleep than last night because I've been waiting for this morning. I got to the bed and slid down and slid out and slid down on my knees and thank the good Lord that he let me get this morning and felt the pain that's going through my knees and my legs and my hip all the way. But he got me on my feet and got my mouth going and my eyes open. And I'm so thankful the good Lord let me see another thankful Easter Sunday. Hoping that I get a chance to see another Sunday. Bless the good man. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, 3598. Good morning.
God bless. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. God is good. I want to wish the pastor a happy birthday. And today is my sister's birthday. We bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within us.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to the next worshiper. Last four digits, 4629. 4629, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'd like to thank God for letting me see another Easter, another day. Constantly getting through these times. Let's pray that everybody stays in good spirits and takes this time of, you know, staying with family, resting, and being able to just look at the world differently as we are in our homes, not doing much, but, you know, thanking God for this time, putting everything in perspective and continuing to show that he's God and that we need to lean and depend on God at all times.
All right. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, 6947. 6947, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to thank God for allowing me to see another Sunday, Easter Sunday, because he got up and with all power in his hands. And we just continue to thank him for all the blessings and new mercies that he has bestowed upon us. And I just pray everybody's keeping safe. I pray for the ones that are still going to work, especially in the hospitals, mm-hmm. nursing homes. It's all going to work out in his time. So we just have to be patient and wait on the Lord. Have a happy Easter Sunday.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Next worshiper, 2256. 2256, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say happy Easter to everyone. I love you, miss you. And this is a good day, as every day that God gives us. And I don't know about you, but I've been spending some quiet time with the Lord. And I didn't go to bed till 4 or something this morning. Guess I needed to be up for a reason. But God is good. And in this time, even though I be up, God is refreshing, renewing, and reviving me. And I'm just grateful to God for all that he do. I'm just glad to know Jesus as my Savior. I'm so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm taking this time I'm here that God has given me, I'm trying to stay focused on him. And I have not been overwhelmed. God has just given me his peace, you know, and I'm just grateful that I know him, because I know some people are just all out of whack. But when you know him, he'll give you what you need. And I thank him for giving me what I need. I'll continue to be praying for everybody. And I just hope that everybody is doing well. To God be the glory that we are able to see another Easter Sunday. Even though we can't be together, we're in spirit. So I just thank him and I bless his holy name. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 4193. 4193, good morning.
Good morning to each and everyone. I don't know whatever the issues might be, the problem you're going through, you always sit down and say, what a mighty God that we serve. And we serve an awesome and mighty God. And he will see us through whatever the issues, problem we might have. And each one have a happy Sunday.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper, 874. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Deacon Fran calling from South Carolina. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Good morning, family. It's been a long time, but I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to talk to you this morning. We serve a mighty good God, and we all know that God is just so awesome in all of his ways. He is risen. All glory to God, and he lives forevermore. God bless you, family. Have a beautiful Resurrection Sunday. I think of you all often. I pray for you. God bless you. Stay safe and healthy in times like these. God bless you. Happy birthday, Pastor.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, 0025. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Easter to everyone. I just want to thank God this morning for life, for health and strength. I want to thank God for the angels that he has placed in my life for one reason or another. I just want to thank God for his peace and his joy, because when I look back over my life and I think things over, I tell you, God has truly been good to me. No matter what I have encountered, no matter what challenges I have faced in life, God has been right there by my side. And I know that he has been right there by your side. So I just give God honor, I give him glory, and I give him praise on this Resurrection Sunday, because truly he is worthy to be praised. And I thank God for who he is, for what he is, what he's done, and what he's going to do in my life and in all of our lives. Happy Easter Sunday. Happy birthday, Pastor.
Bless you. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, and last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessing flows. I praise God this morning. I thank him for another Easter, another Resurrection Sunday. But I praise God that Jesus, he just lived in my soul this morning. I praise him for having life and having it more abundantly. And I praise God for you, Pastor. Happy birthday. I praise God for First Lady and the Heart of God Baptist Church. And I praise God for just family and friends and just to be among the living this day. And I just want to leave with you all a few scriptures, at least one verse from Psalm 98. And it said, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory." And we just should keep telling over and over again in our spirit that we are more than conquerors. This is a different service, Easter service for us, and we might not never experience another one like this, but we are so glad that Jesus is still in the midst, and his Holy Spirit moves from heart to heart and breast to breast. And just like Jesus got up and came out of the grave, we are coming up out of our graves too. This hole that we have in the house and this social distance and not to be able to worship is just temporarily, because we're going to have a shouting good time when we come together as the saints of God. So we give God the glory today. Hallelujah, because he is worthy to be praised. And as the songwriter say, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. It is his mercy that endureth forever." And we thank God for his enduring mercy this season. Hallelujah. I love you, and God bless you all.
Amen. Well, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to have another word of prayer. And heard Deacon Fran on the line, and all the way in South Carolina. We want to ask her to take us all to God in prayer on the altar of God. Deacon Frank, you still with us this morning?
Yes, I am.
You lead us in prayer, our altar prayer this morning, please.
Yes, Lord, let us pray. Most holy and righteous God, we come on this morning to lift up your holy and righteous name. God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for your love and kindness and being so faithful unto us. For truly you are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. And we love you with our whole heart. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, O God, to forgive us for anything we may have said or done that was not pleasing in your sight. Now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would look down, hallelujah, God, upon the Heart of God Baptist Church and each and every member. Look down upon Pastor Kayson, First Lady Kayson, and all the members, God, visitors and friends. Lord, we thank you for being so good and so kind to us. There's no other God like you. Hallelujah, God. You are the true living Savior, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be into your presence this morning, God. We thank you, oh God, for your darling son, Jesus, who went to Calvary's cross, hallelujah, to save us from our sins, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the works that you have completed on the cross. God, hallelujah, without you, we are nothing. Truly, Lord God, you are good. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we go forth into this service, we pray your Holy Spirit's in the midst of us right now, oh God. Have your own way, God. Do what you want to do. Use whoever you want to use, God, that you may get the glory. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being the healer of our lives. Thank you, oh God, for being our protector. Thank you, God, for being our shield. Lord, we can't give you, oh God, we can't give you enough praises, oh God. Hallelujah to your matchless name. Thank you for everything that you have done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do. We love you with our whole heart, God. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus. We leave it at your feet. Have thine own way in our lives, oh God, that we may be a joy to you. And this is our prayer this morning, God. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. Yes. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you,
amen.
God.
Thank you, Deacon Fran, for that fervent prayer. We thank God for those that are on Facebook. We know we have Minister Harris, Jordan Scott, Sharon Redman, and a few others that are online. We thank those that are on the web that are worshiping with us. We just say to God be the glory for the great things that he continues to do. I'm encouraged. I'm lifted up by your testimonies and your words of encouragement and songs and prayers. Truly, God is good, and he's greatly to be praised. And we're just going to continue to worship God and just going to continue to give God the praise, because truly he's worthy of all our praise. We want to just ask you to sing a song with us. We know that all of us have been inside, and we know that we all have been just holding on. And one thing I always try to tell people in good spirits is just we have to keep holding on. And so we want to sing together, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. And that's number 248 in our hymnal. But I'm sure many of you know it in your heart, and you can just sing it with us as we sing the words to God, that we got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And the first verse is so important. It says, time is filled with swift transition. Naught on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. He says, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And so nobody is exempt from anything that happens in this world. So that's why we got to learn to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And so let us sing to the glory of God. I want you to sing in your best joyful noise. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And so we're going to sing and we're going to give a joyful noise of hold to God's unchanging hand. And pray for me. I'm going to lead us in this song. Time is filled with swift transition. Naught on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to His hand. God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to His hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Sing that again. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, when your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, if to God you have been true, fair and bright your home in glory, fair and bright your home in glory. Your enraptured soul, your enraptured soul will hear. Come on, let's sing it. You gotta hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to His hand. Talking about God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to His hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Amen. Yourself a hand of praise. Thank God for allowing us to continue to hold on to His unchanging hand. Amen. Praise God. We want you to go now to the Word of God. The Word of God today is going to come to us from the 20th chapter of the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 20. And we want to begin at verse 1, and we want everyone, when you get a chance today or this week, to read the whole chapter of the Gospel of John, chapter 20, and to understand that there was a period of time that was covered in that chapter 20, and that period of time that's covered in that chapter 20 lets us know that there was a morning of the resurrection. And during that morning of the resurrection, there was some things that happened where Mary Magdalene and disciples at some point went to the tomb where Jesus was laid. And as they went to the tomb where Jesus was laid, their faith allowed them to go there. As they went there, they had an encounter with their fellow brothers and sisters. But most importantly, they had an encounter with Jesus. So during that day of the resurrection, the disciples had an encounter with Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, on today and every day, if we follow our faith in God, our faith in His Son, being guided by His Holy Spirit, we too can, on a daily basis, have an encounter or an experience with God. And in times like these, like the song we just same. It says life is filled with swift transition. Naught on earth unmoved can stand. We have to build our hopes on things eternal and hold on to God's unchanging hand. And so all of us have encounters. All of us have different things that go on in our day. And whether we try to or not, we can only live one day. We can only take it one day at a time. And so yesterday's gone, and tomorrow may never be ours. But when we have today, we can take it one day at a time. And when we take it one day at a time, God is living and God is alive and God is willing and able to allow us to experience him on a daily basis. And when you experience God on a daily basis, he's true to his promise that says he will never leave us nor forsake us. And I know many of us are concerned about the news and what's happening with the global pandemic, the COVID-19, and what's going on with the schools and what's going on with the churches and what's going on with the government and what's going on with the health of so many of our loved ones, and hearing the news about the loved ones coming down with the virus, and hearing the news of loved ones who have succumbed to the virus, and hearing news, those that are not able to have homegoing services like we're used to, and hearing the news of not being able to fellowship and talk to our neighbors the way we like to, hearing the news of being shut in and not able to go on trips and do the things that we normally would do. We get this news that comes in from the television, news that comes in from the various social medias that we turn into. I want to talk about this morning is the good news, the good news. And Mary and the disciples on that resurrection Sunday, they had experienced news that was unbearable. They experienced news that was terrible and frightening on a Good Friday. And for some reason, they were singing Hosanna on that previous week. But later on that Friday, they were singing Crucify Jesus, and they ended up crucifying him on what we call a Good Friday. And so that was the news, that earlier during the week, there was so many saying Hosanna, save now, save now. That was the news that came down. And when he went from judgment hall to judgment hall, the news came that they would beat him and that they would spit on him and that they would put a crown of thorns on his head and that he would pierce him in his side and that they would bury him in a borrowed tomb. The news came down and went through all the land. And that happened from that Sabbath to that Good Friday. And so the news was not good. The news had changed where it seemed like all hope was gone. But after we have this prayer and this song, we're going to talk about the good news. Amen. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. And Father, I ask that you would forgive me of my sins, oh God, that you would be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Oh God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you. Oh God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified, but most of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you, Lord, prepare. be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. And we're thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Amen. The good news, my brothers and sisters, let us go to the book of John, the Gospel of John, and we want to begin at verse 1, and reads, the first day of the week, come of Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. In verse 2 it says, then she runneth and cometh unto Simon Peter, and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. In verse 3 it says, Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So ran they both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lying, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also the other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. And verse 10 says, then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre, weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. Two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. In verse 16, Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. In verse 18, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. And so we want to talk about the good news. My brothers and sisters, we had already told you that on the previous Sunday, as Jesus came into Jerusalem and sending down, they laid palms in the way, and they cried, Hosanna, save now. And everyone was on the Jesus team, if you will. And everyone was happy that Jesus was coming and was going to deliver them from the oppressive Roman government, not realizing that Jesus came to deliver them from sin and to get their hearts right with God and to get their hearts right with their fellow man. So as he began to minister, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the religious leaders of that time began to get offended because Jesus told them that they were dead men full. They were like sepulchres full of dead men bones, that they were like vipers, that they were hypocrites, that they were men that spoke of God but had no God in their heart. So as Jesus began to rebuke them and tell them of their hypocrisy and how they had come up short, they began to plot against him. They began to plot on how they would take his life. And they accosted him and took him into custody, and they took him from judgment hall to judgment hall, and they trumped up charges against Jesus and brought him before Pilate, and Pilate said that he would wash their hands and gave them permission to crucify him. And so on a Good Friday, as they took him and they made him walk up Golgotha's hill and nailed him to a cross, the news got out that the king of the Jews was going to be crucified. And the news got out that the one that said that if he destroyed this temple, they would raise it up in 3 days, that he was going to be crucified. And the news got out that they had placed a crown of thorns on his head, and they had placed him on a cross and lifted him high. And they said, if thou be the Son of God, that was sitting between two thieves, that if you would truly the Son of God, that you would let us get down, and you also. And the news got out that he did not come down off the cross, but on that Good Friday that he hung his head after he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit, after he told them, Father, forgive them of their sins because they know not what they do, after he said, Father, I thirst, after he said, woman, thy son, woman, behold thy mother, son, behold thy mother, woman, this is the type of news that got out from Golgotha's hill. And as they took him down, after they pierced him in his side, and after they had gotten the news that Jesus was dead, good God Almighty, the news was that there was no hope from the promised Messiah, that this was just another false prophet that wandered into Jerusalem. And so they took him and put him in a tomb. And the Bible says that it was a borrowed tomb of Joseph Arimathea. And the record said that he laid there on Friday night, and that there was no movement, good God Almighty, on Saturday, but early on Sunday morning. The record declares that Mary Magdalene, still believing and trusting in her God, that she went to anoint the body of the Lord, and that she would prepare him to be buried. But as she was running and as she was going to prepare the body of the Lord, and she came upon the sepulcher, the news was that the stone had already been rolled away. In other words, that God had already prepared for the encounter. My brothers and sisters, wherever we might find ourselves in the midst of this COVID-19, in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of what we're going through, none of this took God by surprise. And God has already prepared, amen, for this, and prepared us for this. And we just have to learn to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And many are going to come down with the virus, and many will recover from the virus, and many will succumb to the virus. But know this, that if a man die in the Lord, he shall and he will live again. And so let us get back to the story. And so as Mary saw that the stone was rolled away, she looked in the sepulcher and looked in the tomb and did not see Jesus. She got in a hurry and she ran to tell the disciples. She told Peter that someone has taken away the body of the Lord. And so Peter and believe John ran to the sepulcher, and they looked in and they saw nothing but the grave clothes. And they said that Jesus was not there, but they had forgotten that Jesus said that he had to die, but on the third day he would rise with all power in his hand. So Peter and the other disciple went back home. But later on in the day, Mary was still hanging around the sepulchre after all the news that Jesus' body was not there, after all the news that the disciples came and saw that the body wasn't there, after all the news that would cause people to go into doubt mode and go through depression and go through all kinds of crying, Jesus understood that he needed to minister to his people. And I don't know about you, but every now and then I get into a mode where I'm a little down, or I'm a little depressed, or I'm a little downtrodden. And when I hang around in the presence of the Lord and continue to walk by faith and not sight, every now and then I shed a tear because of the devastation of this world and because of the sin of this world, and I get a little weary sometimes. But as I continue to hang around and continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, I don't know about you, but every now and then I get to a place where I feel like throwing in the towel. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus, come on now, and all that he's done for me, my soul begins to cry out, hallelujah, and thank God for saving me. You see, I found that when I get a little low and feel like throwing in the towel, that I can always call on the name of the Lord. And I don't know about you, but God will come and see about me. I know many of you are getting to a place where you're a little stir crazy and you're a little pent up in your room, and some of you even crying for the loved ones that you lost and those that are sick and those that are downtrodden. But I came to give you some good news this morning, that if you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, that he'll keep you in perfect peace. And just like Mary, when she began to weep, God will come see about you, and he'll come and he'll wipe away every tear from your eye. Have I got a witness this morning? When you begin to call on the name of the Lord, when you begin, good God Almighty, to hang around and say, God, I stretch my hand to thee, no other help I know, and if you withdraw yourself from me, whether shall I go? I'm a witness here today to tell you that God will come see about his child. God will come wipe away the tears from your eyes. Somebody said, won't he do it? I know that he'll do it. Somebody said, won't he do it? And somebody said, yes, he will. I'm telling you the good news today, that if you find yourself down and out, if you find yourself weary from your journey, if you find yourself sick and can't get well, if you call on the name of the Lord, I'm telling you good news, he'll give an answer. The Bible says, if you knock, he'll open the door. He said, if you seek, ye shall find. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. And so we see Mary Magdalene, as she has the encounter with God, and God asks her, why are you crying? Jesus lets us know that he is arisen. And my brothers and sisters, in the midst of what we're going through today, I want you to rest assured that if you go into your prayer closet and you go into your mind of your faith in God, and if you go into a place where you can just God alone, that God will let you know that he's alive and that he's arisen and that he has good news. And so as she went back to the disciples and she told him about her encounter with God, she encouraged the disciples that did not see him that she had seen him. And so on this Resurrection Sunday, I want you to encourage people and tell them that in the midst of what you hear on CNN, in the midst of the news that you hear on Fox Network, in the midst of the news that you hear, good God Almighty, on CBS and NBC and ABC and Instagram and Facebook and all the social media, in the midst of all this bad news. I want you to hold on to the good news of Jesus Christ. I want you to hold on and tell somebody there's still some good news. And the good news is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. I want you to hold on to the good news and tell somebody that Jesus came that we might live and have everlasting life. I want you to tell them the good news that God lost his life that we may live. We want you to tell them the good news that I once was lost, deep with sin, sinking to rise no more, but the master of the sea heard my despairing cry and from the water lifted me. I want you to tell them that love is still lifting, that love is still providing, that love is still making a way, that love is still healing the bodies, that love is still turning the situation around, that God's love is still making a way out of no way. I want you to tell somebody that there's still good news in the midst of the ever-changing news of this world, that God said, I am God, I change not. And because he changes not, we have the good news of the gospel. And finally, my brothers and sisters, I want to leave you with this morning, that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Many are saying these are the end times, but the Bible said the end is not yet. But God said we need to be ready because he's going to come like a thief in the night. That's good news. He said, keep your lamps trimmed and burning. He said to be ye also ready, because one glad morning, good God Almighty, God's going to crack the sky. The dead in Christ will be risen first, and those of us who remain will be caught up to meet him in the air. There's good news today that God will. I said God will. God will come see about his children. God will make a way out of no way. And one day, good God Almighty, somebody said, one glad morning when this life is over, we're going to fly away and forever be with the Lord. I'm telling you, that's good news. In the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of death, in the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulation, God will rapture his church. We've seen the good news. We've experienced the good news. We've seen the Good Friday. We've seen the crucifixion. We've seen the resurrection. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus is the firstborn from the dead. But there's going to come a time when all of us are going to get up. All of us going to fall, come out of our sleep. And all of us going to be called from labor to reward. And when God calls you from labor to reward, we'll be able to say, thank God. Thank God for the good news. My brothers and sisters, I want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to the good news. I want you to be like Mary, who stayed there early, stayed there during the afternoon, and stayed there till she got her deliverance from the Lord, got a message from God. She went early. We have to go early and often for him to encourage us, for him to show us the way, for him to show us, amen, who he is. And not only when he shows us the way and who he is, that we'll be able to pass it on and tell somebody else about the good news. Amen. A whole lot of good news, amen, in Jesus. A whole lot of good news in where the church is going. A whole lot of good news, amen, of where we'll ever spend our lives eternally with God. In the midst of all the bad news in the world, amen, God still has the good news. Amen. I want you to be encouraged. Amen. I want you to spend time with the Lord. Be like Mary. Get up early and stay all day long. Stay with him. Don't leave him. Don't leave until he gets your answer from God. Keep singing those hymns. Keep singing those songs. Keep staying in the Word. Keep calling on the Holy Spirit. And later on in that day in chapter 20, God appeared to his disciples in the midst of them. And he showed him who he was. And he breathed on them and they received the Holy Spirit. And God knows what we need and when we need it. He's an all-sufficient Savior. And whatever you're standing in need of, God will provide. God will provide because he's an all-sufficient Savior. Somebody needs to say amen. That's good news. Amen. That's good news. I want to wish you all a happy Resurrection Sunday. When turn that TV off, turn that social media off, when they start talking about that bad news, and I want you to focus in on the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the good news, because it is the power of God and the salvation. And so as long as we have the good news, it'll trump anything this old world has to offer. Amen? Amen. God bless you this morning. I hope you were encouraged by this word. Go and read that chapter 20 in its entirety. You might want to read it in the NIV. Gives a little more clarity. But the good news is what we have to hold on to. And we walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that if we hold on to the good news of Jesus, he'll come see about us. He'll encourage us. He'll give us the strength to make it through whatever. And Paul said that I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. The Holy Spirit is alive and well. And he's working on and through and in all of us. And we can continue to hold up our heads. And they used to say hallelujah anyhow. And we want you to bow your heads this morning and ask God's continued blessing on us. And if there's someone that doesn't know, amen, you, Jesus, and the free pardoning of our sin, we ask that at this moment they would surrender and that they would give their life to you, that you would come in and that you would be that good news in their lives and that you would give them eternal life. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we thank you, God, for another day, another Resurrection Sunday. Father, we thank you for keeping us from last week and on Palm Sunday, as they strewed palms in the way on your way to Good Friday. And Father, we thank you that you stayed in the grave on Friday and Saturday. But we thank you that early on Sunday morning you got up with all power in your hand. And oh God, we thank you for your resurrection power that lets us know, God, that if we believe in you, and oh God, if we take on your righteousness, that we too will, because of the resurrection, and that we will be ever able to be with you throughout eternity. And so, God, we thank you for that hope, and we thank you for that love, and we thank you for just allowing us to know you for ourselves. And, oh, God, even though we might be shut in from each other, that we're never shut out from you, and that you're always in our presence. God, we thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. Oh God, I know they've gone through some difficult times, and oh God, I know their minds have wondered how we're going to make it through. Oh God, we know that they wonder how they're going to be able to take care of their families and take care of each other. And oh God, we thank you, God, that you said that you've been young and you've been old, but never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. And so, God, we just ask that you would continue to be our daily bread. God, that you would continue to put food on the table. Oh, God, that you will continue to give us health and that you will continue to give us strength. God, we pray that you will continue to keep roof over our heads. Oh, God, that you will continue to allow us to feel your presence. Oh, God, sometimes late in the midnight hour when we feel like we're all by ourselves, God, we pray that you would comfort us with your spirit. God, that you would come by and see about your children. Oh, God, that you would show yourself strong and mighty like you showed to Mary and the disciples. Let us know that you are risen, and because you live, oh God, we can face tomorrow. God, we just pray that you will continue to put a song in our hearts. Oh God, that we will continue to sing hymns and spiritual songs, God, that we will sing praises unto you, God. Oh God, that whatever manner or means we will continue to call and to encourage each other, God, that truly that we love each other and that we are loved by a loving God. God, we pray for those that are around this world that don't know you, that the good news and the gospel would go out and reach them. And those that don't know you in the free pardoning of their sins, oh God, that they will be pricked at their hearts and come running, I yield. What must I do to be saved? God, we continue to pray for governments all over this world. We pray for the president of these United States. We pray for senators and congressmen and local governments and mayors and governors. God, we pray, God, that you would be the bridle, that you would be the one that hold the reins. And they will be obedient and listening to you, God. And, oh, God, we're reminded of your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14. And, oh, God, we pray that if your people who are called by your name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face. Oh, God, and turn from their wicked ways. God, you said that you would hear from heaven. Oh, God, that you would forgive our sins and that you would heal our land. And so, God, it's good news that we can turn to you in that way. A good news, God, that you've never said, oh, God, that you would ever leave us for, nor forsake us. And so, God, we thank you for that this morning. And, oh, God, lastly, we pray that you would continue to give us a praise. God, that you would continue to give us a praise in our spirit, God, that we would continue to praise you, that we would continue to bless you, that we would continue to give you the honor, that we would continue to give you the glory for what you already done. Oh, God, you've healed so many of our bodies. God, you've touched so many of our minds. God, you've kept us in perfect peace. God, you've been good to us now through the years. God, you continue to make ways out of no way. So, God, continue to give us a prayer. Help us to be like the psalmist that said, I will bless the Lord at all times and at his praise would continually be in our mouths. Oh, God, we thank you today. Be with us throughout this day. Oh, God, as we think and contemplate and as we go early and often to realize that you're not in the grave, that you're not dead, that you are risen and that you will live forever. Not only forever, God, but ever and ever. And so we praise you this day. Bless and keep us like only you can. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 God bless you, saints. We thank you for being with us this morning on this Resurrection Sunday. Continue to know that there's good news. Continue to spread the good news. And if there's someone here or on this line that wants to contribute to the Ministry of Heart of God Church, you can always send your contributions to 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland. Zip code is 20784, and that will be sweet. 205-7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland, Suite 205, zip code is 20784. Next week we'll be able to have our electronic giving medium vehicle up. We just pray that you will continue to support as God has laid on your heart, that you will give. Know that God is the one, amen, that we are giving to. And we thank God for all of those who have contributed down through the years. Amen. We thank God again for all of your prayers and all of your well wishes and all of your giving and all of your service to the Lord. So we say to God be the glory, the great thing that he has done and is going to continue to do in the life of Heart of God Church, in the life of our friends, family. We look forward to seeing you again on Thursday and on next Sunday. God bless you. May heaven ever smile upon you and continue to spread the good news. That's going to do it for us this Sunday. Happy Resurrection Sunday. We love you. God bless you.